Woman guilty of female genital mutilation of daughter, first UK conviction in 34 years. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 1, 2019. A Ugandan origin woman has been found guilty of female genital mutilation, FGM, of a 3-year-old girl, the first person in British legal history successfully tried under the nation's FGM laws. The 37-year-old woman, who is of Ugandan origin, and her 43-year-old Ghanaian partner, both of whom live Walthamstow, London, were tried for the cutting of their 3-year-old daughter's genitals in 2017. Neither defendant can be named. The mother was found guilty while her partner was acquitted. Both denied the charges. The court had previously heard how the mother had allegedly cast spells involving limes, ox tongues, and screws in a bid to silence or intimidate social workers, police, and her children. Commenting on the case, Leighton Bartholomew of the UK-based National FGM Centre said, "Speaking about what happened to her will have been a tremendously difficult experience for the victim, and with today's verdict she has finally got the justice she deserves. The effects of female genital mutilation have a lifelong impact on survivors both physically and psychologically, so it is vital support is in place for her for as long as she needs it. At the National FGM Centre we work to prevent this hidden form of child abuse and also provide support to survivors. Education is a key part in this, including working with girls and their families, raising awareness in schools and communities, and training professionals like social workers and teachers to spot girls at risk of FGM and know how to report it. I hope today's verdict serves as a warning to those considering having FGM carried out on their daughter or other family member or taking her abroad to do so. It is illegal and the police and the Crown Prosecution Service will do everything in their power to track down and bring to justice anyone who carries out FGM." The United Kingdom has had laws criminalizing FGM since 1985. But until now prosecutors had never secured a conviction, despite the high volume of girls mutilated, often while traveling abroad with family. Breitbart London reported in 2018 that around 4,500 new cases of FGM had been recorded in the previous year, the equivalent of more than one every 2 hours. Over 2018, the number of FGM cases coming to the attention of the British authorities doubled. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.